we didn't open for lunch, but we are opening for dinner. We called all of our reservations to let them know that we're still open, just that they need to park at the top of the street and walk down. So we have everyone still coming in. We also have some people calling and asking if we're open, and we just tell them the same thing. And we're also opening from 5:30 to 8:30. We have a buffet set up on our second floor for all the workers, and we've been trying to spread the word about that.
And explain for people where they're actually able to park, because we know the other side, on the Oella side, it's completely shut down, and I thought they had shut it down from Rogers. Are they actually letting people get in from Old Columbia Pike or something?
Yes, you can come down Columbia Pike. So you can come down Columbia Pike and park anywhere above Main Street, above where Columbia Pike is, or that parking lot that's right there that you can access from Main Street before you get to Columbia Pike.
How would you characterize how much of a hit your business took today as a result of not being able to serve lunch?
Lunch business is hit or miss, so, you know, it's always going to affect us slightly. But, you know, we do, on a Tuesday night, dinner business is really the main business that we do.
What was it like? How did you learn about the train derailment? And then I guess what was your reaction when you got to work and saw what had happened?
I haven't really taken a look. I was called by another manager this morning and told what was happened. You know, of course, it's tragic and it's very sad to hear about and unfortunate. And, you know, the main importance is that everything gets cleaned up and taken care of. And, you know, of course, it's sad for those families that are affected. It's just tragic. But, yeah, I just heard about it, and I looked it up online, and I looked there. I didn't walk down and see anything myself.
Describe for what it's looked like, at least along Main Street. I mean, usually that's a bustling area with cars and people. What's it been like today?
Obviously, the streets are clear, but you have, you know, service vehicles and workers' vehicles just up and parked up and down Main Street, and then the road is clear. But you do have some foot traffic. You have people walking around.
What have officials been telling you, Chris, about what the timeline might be?
I haven't been told anything about that. I've heard anywhere from 20 to 30 hours to a quota of 48 hours, but it's just all heard through the grapevine. I haven't spoken to anyone myself.
And it certainly seems interesting. Now a train derailment, before it was Irene. Seems like a lot of things keep happening to what's,
it does,
what's going on.
It does. Yep, we do talk about that, how, you know, we've had a flood and we've had the train and, you know, the snowstorm a couple years ago. So always lots of things going on down here.